This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. Mr. Modi launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. In addition, he laid the foundation stone for a CSIR NIIST, Innovation, Technology and Entrepreneurship Hub. Addressing the gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government is also investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation and healthcare. PM Modi said the entire nation is working cohesively towards the aim of Vikasit Bharat and that cities have big role to play in Vikasit Bharat.
Kerala ke vikas ke liye kendra sarkar ke prayason ko nayi gati mili hai. Aaj se Kerala mein rail connectivity aur sasakta hui hai. Thiruvananthapuram ko desh ka bada startup hub banane ke liye pehal hui hai. Aaj PM Swanidhi credit card launch kiya gaya hai. Isse desh भर के रेडी ठेले फुटपाथ पर काम करने वाले साथियों को लाभ होगा.
Referring to the reforms in income tax rates, the Prime Minister said that the middle-class people in Kerala also got benefits of income tax exemption. The central government is making tremendous efforts to provide banking services to the grassroots level. This helped them to get bank loans very easily.
गरीब परिवारों का बिजली का बिल बचे इसके लिए पीएम सूर्यघर मुफ्त बिजली योजना शुरू की गई है. गरीबों को आयुष्मान भारत से 5 लाख रुपए का फ्री हेल्थ ट्रीटमेंट मिल रहा है. नारी शक्ति की स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षा के लिए मातृ वंदना योजना जैसी स्कीम बनाई गई है.
लेटर प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी एड्रेस्ड द बीजेपी वर्कर्स एट अ पब्लिक मीटिंग इन Thiruvananthapuram, saying BJP victory in the Thiruvananthapuram Municipal Corporation elections marked the end of decades of neglect by the Left Democratic Front, LDF, and United Democratic Front, UDF, and the beginning of a new era of development and good governance.
दोनों की मिलीभगत है. 5 साल तुम बैठो, फिर 5 साल हम आएंगे. न हम तुम्हें परेशान करेंगे, न तुम हमें परेशान करोगे. अगर केरला को बचाना है तो एलडीएफ यूडीएफ की इस जोड़ी को तोड़ना ही होगा और परिवर्तन लाना ही होगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Chennai and he will participate in the first political meeting at Madurantakadam along with NDA partners in the state. With the assembly elections fast approaching in Tamil Nadu, this meeting will lay the foundation for the electioneering campaign with a single voice echoing the removal of DMK, which is anti-people and anti-development. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that India is expected to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months. Mr. Vaishnav informed this while speaking on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Mr. Vaishnav noted that India has a very substantial electronics ecosystem and the time has come for the country to get its own brands in mobile phones.
We have a very substantial electronics ecosystem in our country. This is the time when we will be going for getting our own Indian brands in mobile phones. We have done all the homework that is required to be done. Today and yesterday we had significant meetings with the entire ecosystem which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone, and it's a very satisfying progress. Very soon, maybe another 1 year from now or maybe max 18 months from now, we should have our own Indian brands coming out.
After a prolonged dry spell, the western disturbance has triggered a widespread rainfall and heavy snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.8% down during the last hour of trade. The Sensex fell 696 points to 81,611, while the Nifty slipped 211 points to 25,079 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.